The core event is God's reservation of Noah, his family, and the animals through the flood, followed by the establishment of a covenant with all creation. The main characters are God and Noah, along with his wife, his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. This occurs in the primordial history, after the widespread corruption that prompted the flood. God remembered Noah, and sent a wind to recede the flood waters. After the ark rested on Mount Ararat, Noah sent out a raven and, then a dove, multiple times, to test if the land was dry. Upon receiving an olive leaf from the dove, and later seeing it not return, Noah knew the water had receded. God commanded Noah's family and the animals to leave the ark to multiply on the earth. Noah built an altar and offered sacrifices, prompting God's promise to never again curse the ground or destroy all life in this way, establishing the regularity of seasons. God then blessed Noah, granted animals as food with the prohibition against eating blood, and instituted capital punishment for murder. God established an eternal covenant, symbolized by the rainbow, promising never again to destroy the earth with a flood. Later, Noah became drunk in his vineyard, and Ham saw his nakedness, while Shem and Japheth covered him, leading Noah to curse Ham's son Canaan and bless Shem and Japheth. The New Testament passage references this event, noting the 8 people saved through water, and states that this water symbolizes Christian baptism, which saves through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who now has all authority. The event trajectory moves from divine judgment, through the flood, to preservation, a new creation, and a foundational covenant of grace. The narrative concludes with a prophetic blessing and curse that sets the stage for future tribal relationships. This account positions the Noahic covenant as a pivotal guarantee of cosmic stability and a precursor to later biblical covenants, with the New Testament interpreting the flood waters as a typological symbol for baptismal salvation.